We are doing the Chafetz Chaim's introduction to Avat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim has been expounding on the virtues of Chesed, of acts of kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim says, "Umitzvah zo yosa shalom gadol." I'm sorry, that's what we read last time. Last time we read about the great peace that the mitzvah of Gemilut Chesed places between the Jewish people and their Father in heaven. Uva'avonoteinu harabim, we're up to the next paragraph. The Chafetz Chaim says, and due to our great iniquity, our great sin, kama v'chama anashim she'inyan hazeh rafui bi'adam. You see plenty of people that are weak when it comes to this point, to doing kindness with others. V'etbonin ladat sibat hadavar, says the Chafetz Chaim, and I pondered, I wondered, what is the cause of this? Why is it that we find so many people, when it comes to doing chesed, that's their weak point? Umatzati ki shetayim heina. And I've discovered, says the Chafetz Chaim, that there are two major causes for this phenomenon. Ha'achat, firstly, mitzad miyut yediya be'etzem inyana. People don't know the different aspects of chesed. She'inam yodim pratei ha'inyanim. They don't know the details. Al ma munach shem mida zo, what this trait is placed on, ki be'emet midat ha'chesed kolet betocha kama v'chama sugim. Because really there are all kinds of chesed, and people are just unfamiliar with the different aspects of chesed. There is chesed for la'ashirim, the wealthy, v'la'aniyim, and the poor, la'chayim, there is kindness that one can do to those that are living, v'la'meitim, and to those that have deceased. Chesed she'oseh begufo, there's kindness one can do with one's body, v'chesed she'oseh b'mamono, and kindness that one can do with one's money. Kamo she'amru chazal, as our sages taught us, that there are different types of chesed. U'v'chol sug v'sug yesh b'kama inyanim, and within these different types, we could break down to subcategories. V'chol inyan v'inyan yesh b'kama pratim, and the subcategories all have details. Kamo she'it be'erim yotze Hashem b'pratim haba'im, as will be explained in the upcoming chapters. So the first reason, he says, the first reason why people are lenient or, so to speak, are not very into the mitzvah of chesed is because they don't know the different aspects of chesed. They don't know the subcategories. Shenit, secondly, says the Chafetz Chaim, mitzad she'inam yodim et godel ma'uta, because they don't know its greatness in essence. Kama hi po'elet b'ta'atzumot uza al ha'adam ha'ochez ba, umachzika le'etiv imo bechol inyanav. They don't know how much, when a person does kindness, that kindness that he does has strength to influence him, and it strengthens him to do good for him, the one who does kindness. Ben bimei chayav ba'olam hazeh uven olam haba, be it in this world or the world to come. Uven yinatzel al yadam yom hadin ha'gadol. And it also saves the person from the great day of judgment. So this is an interesting point. People think when they're doing chesed, it's I'm helping the other. Usually when I dealt with a case of a child that needed help, whatever help it would be, one of the first things I tried doing, a child was 4th grade, 5th grade, 8th grade, 12th grade, well then he's not a child anymore, one of the first things I tried to help the child would be to put him responsible of helping others. Make him a big brother. Enroll him in a big brother program where he's the big brother. Get him to tutor. Get him to be part of a chesed organization. Because this concept that the Chafetz Chaim says, I saw with my own eyes time and again. If you get someone to do chesed, then the mere fact that he's doing chesed helps him. There was once a child who was handicapped and he wasn't doing much. So I tried to convince his parents to get him to work at helping others. His whole life he was being helped. So I told them, let's get him to collect cans for a soup kitchen, to go around and collect donations for an organization. He can't do much, but whatever he could do, let's get him to do. And then I told him it'll help him on many fronts. A, he'll feel good about himself. B, he'll have an ego. He'll have a healthy ego. He'll have reason to feel good about himself. Very often one of the things that plagues people with disabilities is that they have an unhealthy ego because they feel unaccomplished. They do not do the things that other people do, so they don't have the source of satisfaction that other people have, and then they have to cover up for it, so they develop a very unhealthy ego. So one of the things I told the parents, if he'll do positive things, then that'll help him have a healthy ego. And there are many. We could sit here all class discussing the positive attributes, what one gains when one self does chesed. So Chafetz Chaim says, people are unaware. This is the second reason why people take this lightly. They are unaware of the power of chesed, be it in this world or the world to come, or the day of judgment, how much chesed is good for a person. Al ken, therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, kamti v'nitorauti, I have arisen, I have aroused myself, b'chesed Hashem yitbarach, achonenu mitchased im bruav, I have aroused and arised with the kindness of God, who gives us free gifts, and He does kindness to all of His creations, and I have come forward leharich lifnei hakol, to set out before all people of mankind et midat hachesed b'chol inyanei, this trait of kindness and all the different aspects of the kindness. Kefima sheisiga yadi bezat shem yitbarach, as God has allowed me, as I've been capable to do. So my purpose in this book is to go through the details of the mitzvah, of the different aspects that the Chafetz Chaim says people don't know about, the mitzvah, the different ways of performing chesed, and the merits, what we get from doing chesed. And Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll finish the Chafetz Chaim's introduction, in which he explains to us the breakdown of the book.